you for listening to the public. I really appreciate that. I sent you a letter earlier, but I just want to clear something up. Mr. Wiley, you had a question about the size or number of the units in Keystone Bay. That is actually 651. And the number that generates, the car trip that's generated by that one is close to 6,000 because it's a single family subdivision, and the way they calculate the number for a single family is about 9.2 per unit. And for the apartment building, I think they use about 5.4. So this one is 14 units generating 2,800 car trips per day, but Keystone Bay generates almost 6,000, and they will all have to use the back road. So that is the first thing. And then the second, you also had a question about the Route 24 expansion plan. If you look at the Hamilton TID, which goes only up to Norton Pond, I'm sure DelDOT will try to improve up to that location first before NOMAC, but they have no plan to dualize even up to Love Creek Bridge until 2045. So I do not have any idea if DelDOT really has planned to dualize Route 24 up to Long Neck Road. So that's one thing. And then I have another question about the amenities all on the north side. I actually drove there a few times to see how far that entrance from the south to the Bench Road and school lane intersection where the traffic light is. And that's where the residents from south are supposed to walk backwards and then cross the road, the street, and then go all the way back to the north side entrance. That's about 0.4 miles. And for me, somebody like me, I would not try to do that, especially if I have some young kids to walk with. I'd rather drive. And that will cause even more vehicular trips. Just to go to the amenities up there. And another thing that I heard today was about the affordable options. The area does not have affordable options, as Mr. Fuquay said. And what are the rental rates you are offering there? Are they really affordable for the people who cannot make the down payment for a house? And I know many friends who actually live in one of those manufactured homes. When they first moved down here, there were a couple retiring with two pensions or social security. And suddenly one passes away. And they're now down to one income. And many of them have a hard time making even the monthly rent there. And in the recent several years, the rental ground fee has gone up a lot. And what we need is really the affordable housing, and especially for the places for the seniors who are even displaced from those hotnet manufactured homes. So I have a question about what rental rates they are going to have there. And I have no doubt those apartments and the surrounding areas will be beautiful, because all partner communities are beautiful. Actually, most of them are. But some partner homes flood, and I'm sure this is not a flooding risk, but if the Trump family thinks of building more homes in the future, I hope they think about that. And another thing about the fire, I'm so glad that the whole family donated $150,000 to the Indian River Fire Company. I remember about 2-3 years ago, 3 children died in a fire in Bayside, Putnam Bayside. 3 children died. And there are over 3,000 manufactured homes managed by Tunnel family. And I think they should donate $5 million. And the whole fire company just to serve their manufactured home. So I thank you for donating some. It's better than nothing. But there are so many things that we have to be concerned about. So I thank you for listening. And even for the whole family, I know you have done a lot of good things. So that's my comments about this particular one. Thank you.
Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else listening remotely that would like to comment?
Again, if there is anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, the council close public record.
Yes.
And Mr. Moore, with a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 neighborhood business district, C1 general commercial district, and CR1 commercial residential district to a HRRPC high density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 54.38 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zonings numbered 1 through 10 with the conditions 11A through Q.
Mr. President, at this time, we've received a lot of information. We need a little bit of time to digest this, I believe, so I would move to defer it.
Second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Roth.
Yes.
Holloway, yes. Change of zone 1922 deferred. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obviously, Mr. Carrier, now adjourned. Thank you.